Saudi-led airstrikes continue on Yemeni cities. The latest strikes have targeted a market in the northern city of Sa'da. The exact number of casualties is not known. Around 40 people are believed to have been killed since the start of the Saudi-led attacks against Yemen on Thursday. Iran and the United States hold the second day of negotiations over Tehran's nuclear energy program. The negotiations, which are underway in the Swiss city of Lausanne, are part of nuclear talks between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has criticized Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's anti-Iran comments. Zarif says those countries that have caused irreparable damage in the region with their strategic mistakes had better adopt responsible policies to establish peace. He's also accused Ankara of pursuing ambitious policies. At least two Pakistani policemen have been killed in a bomb attack on a convoy of Special Service Unit. The attack took place in the southern port city of Karachi. Over a dozen people have also been wounded. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the bombing. Reports say the co-pilot of the German Wings plane, which crashed in France on Tuesday, was suffering from severe depression. The German Daily Bild says the co-pilot sought psychiatric help in 2009 and was still getting assistance from doctors. South Korea has demanded the immediate release of two of its nationals arrested by the North on spying charges. Seoul has called the detention of the South Korean citizens, quote, groundless and a violation of international norms. The arrest of the South Koreans has heightened tensions between the two sides. Myanmar's military has held a grand parade in the capital, Naypyidaw, as the nation marks the Armed Forces Day. Friday's parade in the capital was one of the biggest displays of Myanmar's military might in recent years. Myanmar's Armed Forces Day, also known as Resistance Day, celebrated every year.